Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
From the late, great Aretha Franklin. You know, you got to be a do-right woman to get a do-right man. And sometimes you can be a do-right woman and get a sorry man. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But before we introduce our guests, I want everyone to know that my latest book is out called Why Did I Stay So Long? It addresses females, senior citizens, and men who have been physically abused, emotionally abused, was sexually abused. And if you don't know, then you need to get the book. If you know somebody, you need to get the book and give it to them. You need to, you know, just have that, because sometimes people just don't listen. And sometimes you want to throw your hands up when you're trying to help somebody and they don't see that it's a dangerous situation that they're into. So if you want to get a book for me and autographed, certainly send me a PayPal invoice to Terry Lyle, or you can send me a Cash App, or you can do a Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and the phone number is 443-956-8753. And I also want to make this statement that all my listeners north to south and east to west, I thank you, and all my global listeners in 28 countries, thank you for listening in. And for everybody out there, you know, we have seen this virus that's going around, coronavirus, and people calling it an epidemic. I call it a pandemic because, you know, this disease is affecting people globally. It's not localized in one continent. It's spreading and spreading fast. So, you know, for me personally, I might like you, I might love you, but don't be hugging on me. Don't be sniffling in my face. Don't be coughing and sneezing because I'm going the other way. You know, because, you know, hey, I might hurt your feelings, but I ain't trying to get sick and die. So, you know, you can say what you want to say. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Let me throw you some air kisses. Catch with your hand. But, you know, that up close and personal. I ain't the one. You know what I'm saying? But I want to say hello to my co-host first. Hey, Mark. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Happy Friday. Teacher, I am.
Hey, darling.
Hi.
I ain't been doing so much washing my hands, man. My hands going to get dry, you know, just washing, washing,
washing.
I'm just getting paranoid, you know, but it's better be safe than sorry.
Wash your hands for 20 seconds, yeah.
That's right. You heard what Chris said, wash your hands for 20 seconds. And if you're nasty, you're a nasty person, do 30. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but without too much further ado, we got this sweet woman up here, Rebecca Bastian, and, you know, everybody wants to be successful, and a lot of people get upset when you look at other people, and they say, Dad, they got this, and I ain't got this, you know. But, you know, there's some reasons why some people are successful and some aren't. So we're going to be right in the pocket tonight because Rebecca, she's going to show you how to be successful and putting into motion the tools you need for success. So if you need to get a piece of paper and a pen or you got a good memory, here we go. How you doing, Rebecca?
Hi. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime, darling. Don't you sound sweet? Yes. So I got a lot of questions, but I'm going to let Chris start off with his questions first, and then we're going to kick it to Mark, and then I'll bring up the rear.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hi, Rebecca. This is Chris Michael Ward. My first question is, how long have you been a writer, and was it always a lifelong dream?
You know, great question. And I actually just discovered that I like writing 5 years ago, actually exactly 5 years ago, this March. I just found an old email from this yesterday, actually. And I've been doing writing that I had to do for work, of course, but not writing as a hobby. And I was asked by a local group here in Seattle called Seattle Girls Eat Dinners to write a guest blog post for their blog. And I'd never written a blog post or anything like that before, but I did. And I really enjoyed the process. And I got a lot of really good feedback about what I'd written. And so this is a thing I do sometimes where I get delusionally confident about my abilities. And so I took the blog post that I'd written and emailed it to Arianna Huffington. And she responded to me and she said that she loved it and gave me a byline on Huffington Post. And that's how I started really writing regularly. And so I've gotten a few bylines since then. Thank you. Yeah, I write for Forbes.com now, and then I have the book that just came out a few weeks ago, Blaze Your Own Trail.
That's good. Wow. Wonderful. Good. That's real good. I like that. Well, Mark,
hi, Rebecca. It's so great to have you on the show tonight to talk about trailblazing.
Thank you.
First of all, I was struck by the nonconformist spell of your name, Rebecca. You spell it differently. My mom named me Mark with a C because she wanted me to be different. So how did your parents inspire you to blaze your own trail, and what ways did they change theirs?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. I think your connection's a little bit spotty. Do you mind repeating what the question was?
Yeah, sure. I heard some interference as well.
My mother named me Mark with a C because she wanted me to be different, like your spelling is different.
Yep.
How did your parents inspire you to blaze your own trail, and what ways did they blaze theirs?
Ooh, yeah, my parents. Well, they are fantastic, and I think that the biggest thing they did, honestly, was that they really prioritized happiness over, I guess some of the other forms of success that some parents put pressure on their kids around. They wanted me to stay true to myself and happy, which I think has been really beneficial for me as I've navigated life. But they, my mom is an artist, and my dad is he had a career as an astrophysicist. And now he's an entrepreneur himself and an inventor. And I think that the combination of the creative, the kind of problem solving that I get from the two of them has really influenced who I am as well.
That's good. You said your dad used to be an astrophysicist?
Yeah. He spent his whole career doing that. And then he actually left that to start his own company. And he's a bit of an inventor and entrepreneur now as well.
Well, congratulations. You was already successful being born into that family. But for people who are not born with a silver spoon in their mouth, what kind of tools could you offer them to learn how to become successful?
Yeah, I think that's a great call out, because there's a lot of privilege that comes, inherently with what you're born into. And, and there's a lot more barriers to overcome for some people, just depending on the circumstances they start with. But I do think that I think the key ingredients to really finding success, and, I tend to measure success by obviously ability to survive, but then happiness on top of that as well. And so I tend to recommend that people look at really kind of a trifecta of looking at what they're passionate about. So really what moves or motivates them, and looking at what they're good at, so the skills that they have, and looking at where they're needed, and then really trying to find the opportunities and staying open to opportunities based on those three things, and letting that kind of guide your way into what you do next.
That's awesome. That's good feedback, because I've heard before people say that when you find a job that you like to do, it's not considered work. So people out there who's working, if you're irritated and you complaining and woe is me every time you go to work, then maybe you ought to look for something different, because what she said is true. When you like what you're doing, it's not a job. It's like, for instance, one of my hobbies, I like coin collecting, and I'll get my magnifying glass and I'll have all these little coins, and I'll be looking at the detail, trying to find errors, and before I know it, time has flew, and I'm so at peace because it's something that I like to do. Now, the next question before I kick it back to Chris is that when you've reached a certain age of your life, when you're no longer what they consider to be young or mature, you're getting closer to the golden years, what could they do? Because life already has limited what they can do. So what could they do to gain success? Because, people still get successful at all ages.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, I think one of the first things is just really trying to almost bust the misconception that you can't start new things or learn new things later in life. Because I think just even that mental state can hold people back. And, I mentioned that I started writing 5 years ago, so I'm certainly not too far in life, but I'm 41, and so I didn't discover that until I was 36. But I have, a lot of people that I really look up to that have started new endeavors or found new skills, and much later in their lives, and keep finding them. I mean, even my father, who I mentioned, he started as an entrepreneur when he was in his 70s. And so I think that
Not
holding yourself back based on age. Yeah, it's really cool. The other thing I'd call out too, though, is the importance and the opportunity to be really giving back to those coming up behind us too. Because the more experience that we have in life, and that can be experience navigating the hard parts of life or just, you know, I mean, everyone that has lived a long time has so many experiences of what they've learned and navigated and what they've made it through. And I think that finding a way to be able to give back to those coming up behind us and helping to, you know, helping them navigate the same things we've been through is an opportunity that can both bring a lot of fulfillment and happiness to us as well.
Absolutely. So I'm going to kick this question to Chris, but is anyone of y'all out there close to some kind of electronic equipment? Because I'm hearing some noise feedback. And
oh,
I'm
my.
Trying to isolate it. Huh?
I hear it too, but I don't think it's me.
No, it wasn't you. I muted everybody to find out the issue. So I'm going to let Chris ask this question.
All right, Rebecca, my next question is, Sunday is International Women's Day, you know, and it's International Women's Month, and my question is, do you have any plans to celebrate the special day?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I love these days that bring us together to celebrate different identities or populations that are underserved or marginalized in different situations, and I love that International Women's Month does that. And also I really value taking the time every day of the year to celebrate and support and appreciate those populations as well. Specifically for International Women's Month, actually, interestingly, I was supposed to be doing a few talks for International Women's Month, and they keep getting canceled or postponed because I'm in Seattle, which is a bit of the epicenter of the coronavirus that you were talking about earlier. And so, those speaking engagements are not happening now. I am, for any listeners that are interested in following Own Trail, which is my company, which we can talk more about, on Instagram, we are doing a book giveaway for International Women's Day, so you can check that out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
That is awesome. Okay, well, Mark, you got your question, darling.
Yeah, Rebecca, I read the fascinating interview you did with fellow trailblazer Mary Nguyen, who is from an immigrant family and is now an engineer for NASA. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Your last question to her was awesome when you asked her, you know, how can someone from an immigrant family, shatter the glass ceilings in engineering, science, and tech? What was her response? Do you remember? How did she do it?
Well, you know, I think that Mary was an awesome person to talk to. I've been doing this series of interviews with different trailblazers that have shared trails on Own Trail, and Mary was the most recent one. And she's really, you know, I think she and several of the other women that I've talked to are very encouraging, kind of like what I was talking about, helping others that are coming up behind them. But I really like how Mary really talked about some of the skills that are unique to immigrants that they can bring as they grow into leadership roles. You know, she talked about kind of the grit and resilience that comes from a lot of their circumstances. And she also talked about, you know, the kind of that a lot of immigrant families are really family oriented, you know, largely because they've maybe come over here and their family is all they have for a while. And they have a lot of responsibility to help them. And so sometimes, and I totally agree with this as well, but like, for people who really have that almost kind of team sport nature that comes from focus on family, that really lends itself to great leadership as well. And, you know, speaking of the International Women's Day, but, you know, we talk a lot about motherhood as being another thing. You know, I think motherhood and just family orientation in general and parenthood are things that can set you up to be great leaders. And so I really loved how Mary touched on that.
Yeah, she talked about nurturing.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. You know, you were talking about, Chris was talking about Women's Month, and you was talking about mothers. You know, recently, it's a new commercial that's been coming out by Pampers, and it shows different scenes where different mothers are holding their babies, and their babies are cooing and laughing and everything. And at the end of the commercial, it was the baby is saying to the mother how much they like her. And it's like to tell people that a lot of times, you know, people don't give you the accolades that you deserve, but babies, because they can't talk, and they see what you do for them. You feed them, you keep them comfortable, you bathe them, you love on them, and their look and their peace and their happiness is showing you that this innocent baby loves you. So that should let people know, too, don't do stuff based on somebody else's opinion of you. Do what you got to do based on your own opinion of yourself. You know, find that thing that you still like to do, you know, and make it work. You know, you don't have to work a full-time job. You can work a part-time job. Like she said, her dad was in his 70s, you know, and he's an entrepreneur, and he was an astrophysicist, you know. And to me, you know, I just think he was just chilling, you know, because he already did a real job, made big money. So he probably said, well, let me just hang out and have some fun. So I ain't mad at your dad at all. That's the way to do it.
No, yeah. I completely agree with what you're saying, that and that's, you know, we mentioned my book a little bit, Blaze Your Own Trail, but like that's really the message there, is that there is no one right path, right? There's no one right way of doing things. We don't even necessarily know where we're going to end up, even if we think we do. And so, yeah, relaxing into that a little bit and feeling the confidence to make a decision and know that we're going to be okay regardless of how it turns out, because we're strong enough to make it through.
Amen. And on that note, we're going to take a small little break, and I want y'all to stay with us, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible. He would not leave you.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. In the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
dancing hot, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day gone by, yeah, I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, yeah, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Massive author is Terry E. Lyle, and that too was Charlie Wilson and T.I. I'm blessed. And for y'all out there, like me included, if you don't have a coronavirus, you are blessed. Like Chris says, wash your hands for 20 seconds. You know, if you're paranoid, wash them a little longer. It ain't going to hurt none. But you know some, I used to like to hug on people and stuff, and I done put that to a halt. I'm done. We can bump elbows or whatever. I'll throw you a kiss and you can catch with the air hand. But I don't want y'all up on top of me. And if you're sneezing, turn the other way, because you know something? It ain't trying to be funny. It's about people are dying. Ain't like people are catching a flu symptom and they're getting a shot and they're coming home. No, people are dying. That's real talk. You know, it's no longer considered to be an epidemic. It's a pandemic because it became global. It's like, it's spreading so rapidly. And, you know, y'all can talk about all these other diseases that we've had in the past, Legionnaire's disease, HIV and everything. You know, this thing is growing, and it's growing out of control. So with that being said, I'm going to let Chris ask this question and then Mark, and then we're going to do what we got to do.
All right, Rebecca, my question is, now we're going to talk about your book now. Your book is called Blaze Your Own Trail. And how long did it take you to write that book, Rebecca?
It took me about 5 months to finish the first draft. And then there was about a year process there once I had signed with my publisher around editing and getting it ready to publish.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. Wow. It was pretty fast. I think so. The idea really just came to me literally in the middle of the night. I woke up with the idea for the book in my head in the middle of the night, and I felt really excited to write it. So it kind of flowed out of me in a nice way. And what I did is I just set a goal for myself to do a little bit of writing every day. And some days I would do a very small amount and then I would stop because I wasn't really feeling it. But then other days I would just keep writing and it would really flow out of me. And it ended up, you know, not taking too long to get through it.
Well, congratulations on that. I, I appreciate that. Okay, Mark, you got
your question,
baseball guest?
Yeah, I hate to belabor the point, but talking about this horrible virus, but I've been hearing on the news that all these big companies like Google and other big ones, you work for a large firm, right, in Seattle, Zillow. So people not to come in, but to stay home and work from home. How do you feel about that?
I have a couple feelings on it. You know, from one standpoint, like in the corporate sense, I actually think that, well, I mean, first of all, I think it's responsible that if people don't have to be in the office, then it's responsible to not have people gathering in large groups right now because of the inherent risk involved. I think that within corporate environments, I actually think that allowing for more flexibility in work and allowing for more remote work is a bit of an equity play, you know, especially as it relates to parents and people who don't live near the office, who have a longer commute, and, you know, obviously the cost of transportation and the time, and then the flexibility to be there for your kids or to ease back in after maternity leave. There's all these things that when companies allow for more flexible and remote work, it ends up creating more of an equitable situation there. And I think companies have been nervous to really dive into remote work for a lot of reasons because they're afraid that, you know, it'll halt productivity or that it's important to have people in person. And I think that, you know, in a way, the coronavirus is forcing some companies to do that, whether they were ready to or not. And what I'm hoping is that a lot of companies will find that it's working well and that we can be more flexible going forward, even once this epidemic or pandemic ceases. Conversely, I also have a lot of concerns because, you know, there's people who can't work from home. There's, you know, people in the service industry and people who don't have the option to work remotely, or to people that don't have, you know, possibly sick time or health insurance that are going to be compromised in that decision whether to stay home sick or go to work. And I think that in a lot of ways, what's happening right now really highlights a lot of the inequities in our society in a really poignant way. And I think it's important to recognize that and think about that and hopefully come up with some solutions.
Well, you know, you're very eloquent with your speech, and I like that. Rebecca, you know, I've seen on news like Mark, Chris, and you have seen, they were saying that the little face mask that we wear is ineffective. They said that the ones that the medical staff have, those are better, you know. So I was thinking, you know, since the ones we have are not effective and they are not able to go to the store and buy the right kind, this is my suggestion. It might sound a little crazy. It's time to go back to Wild Wild West. Baby, I'm going to put a bandana across my face. I'm going to put a face mask on my face and another bandana. Call me a bandit because I don't want to breathe in nothing but my own breath.
Well, you know what? If nothing else, you might bring back a new fashion statement. So I say go for it.
Yeah, how about that? I'm not making light of the disease, but, you know, sometimes we got to, you know, say something positive because everybody included. Because I just spent over $500-some for a round-trip ticket for my grandson to come visit me on spring break. Now my daughter said that he's not going to get on the plane because on the news they show some of the people who are screening people coming through the airports. They are testing positive, so she's going to take that long journey by vehicle to make sure he's safe. And if it wasn't for that going on right now, I definitely would be pissed off about losing that kind of money since I just moved 2 weeks ago. But I get it, you know. I'm going to ask you, Rebecca, I'm going to ask you, Mark, and Chris. Start with the ladies first, I guess. What advice do you have for people out there as far as staying healthy with this coronavirus? And I know we're getting off topic, but this thing is serious, and we need to devote a show to this. And you can also come back, Rebecca, to do another show, because once you've been on our show, it's home. So don't feel like, oh, I was just on that. Don't mean nothing. Just call a sister. I'll get you back. That's how we do it. Because even next week, we got to return our guest who wrote a different book. You remember Tammy Roberts? She's coming back with her revitalizing for the spring. So So, Rebecca, I'll let you start first, darling. Any advice you can give to these people that's nervous, especially the senior citizens? They say the ones who are older, they're dying quicker because they have other, you know, issues, medical issues going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm certainly not a medical professional. I think that the most consistent advice I've heard everywhere is around washing your hands and staying home when you're sick. And but then I'd also say there's also the health of communities to think about, right? There's physical health for individuals, but there's also the health of communities. And so I'd say that, you know, for people who are young and in good health and don't have immune compromising issues to worry about, that getting out in a very clean and healthy way and still supporting the small businesses in our communities so that they can keep, you know, staying alive and having, you know, financial health during this whole crisis, I think is really key. So those are two things I might suggest.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, well, Chris, anything you would like to add, darling?
Stay, like Rebecca says, stay home when you're sick, wash your hands, make sure you wash your food before you eat it, your fruits and vegetables. Don't, you know, cover your mouth when you cough. You know, all the basic stuff that people should know about. That's it.
That's a good idea. Don't forget to wash your fruits, because a lot of times I've been guilty. Sometimes I'll be driving home and my bag of grapes are right there. I haven't even got them home, and I'll be calling myself, I'm going to wipe them on my pants leg. You know, that's going to do it. But you're right, you know, because I have a bad habit. I said, I just want a couple of grapes before I get home, you know. And, you know, so, Mark, what you got to say? What kind of advice can you give people out there?
You and Terry, you and I were talking privately about this. Been kind of isolating lately. I think subliminally I've been doing that because of the fear of getting around other people. And I don't drive. I take the public transportation, right? But what I'm trying not to do is overreact and get. I'm not going to go around wearing face masks yet or any of that.
I have.
Yet.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm not there yet. But I guess just. I'm not in the Wild Wild West yet, but I don't want to react and let fear take over me. That's what I'm trying to do, not to do.
Right. You see, yesterday I had a doctor's appointment, and that's why I got you know, covered up really good, because a doctor's office is where sick people go. So, you know, you're coming in the door with some issues. So I said, you know, I got to go into the middle of this, you know, like right in the grip of this kind of stuff. But my concern too is for everyone, and special prayers are going out to people whose families are affected, like the one in New York, the attorney. He affected his clients and his family. Oh my God, you know, them in New York. I just feel bad for everybody whose family are tested. Like, they got people in Baldwin County, Alabama, overseas on a religious retreat. And they're stuck there because they can't go through Iran, because Iran has locked the borders. They can't get out to get back to USA, you know, because they tested positive. These people on a cruise ship, lady called me today, told me I went on a free cruise just to go and tell people what they think. I said, I don't want to go nowhere. She said, well, you can wait till 18 months. I said, miss, do you not hear me? Until we check that coronavirus, I don't want nothing free, period. You get on your own ship. I ain't trying to get out there and get stuck. And I'm really concerned for people out there who's homeless, who don't have places to go. So if y'all can't do nothing else, say prayers for everybody, because I'm a firm believer that prayer changes things. And on that note, I want to thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mark, for being here
thank
on
you.
The show. And
Rebecca.
Let's call it a day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Uh-oh, anytime.
Just
call me if
you
want to come back.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
And your dad, he would be a good guest, you know, him and
yeah.
your mom, astrophysicist. We never had that before. We need to get a Big Bang Theory on him. So that would be cool.
That's
what we say, Chris.
Yep. Yes, of course.
Okay, baby, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say thanks, Rebecca, for coming on. And like Terry says, you're welcome back. And I got a few more questions to ask you for next time.
Wonderful. Thank you. I look forward to that.
All
And how can we find the book, Rebecca? We need to know that.
Well, we didn't get to talk too much about it, but if you go to owntrail.com, O-W-N-T-R-A-I-L, that's a place where there's a spot there to find out more about my book and order it. But also we've created a platform for women to share their life paths in order to inspire each other. So I would love for your listeners and for you to go on and share the trails that you've blazed through life and get inspiration from those of others. If you go to the book page on owntrail.com and you click the link to order books, if you order from Secret Garden Books, which is one of the links on there, they'll call me over to sign the book before they send it out because they're my neighborhood bookstore.
Okay. I want to read your book.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds like a plan. And thank you, guys. Thank you, Rebecca. And like I said, you know, if you can talk your dad or your mom, you know, or one of your friends, you know, because like you said, you got these women who are doing these dynamic things, you know, let them come on. You know, that would be great. We'll book them, you know, and you can come back as well, darling.
Amazing. Okay, I will let them know. It was great to talk to you.
All right, well, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure, I'm telling you, to have you here. And don't forget, this is home. You can always come back.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Catch us next week on Mass. Bye, Chris. Terry Lau. Bye, Rebecca. Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Donnie.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Good night.
Aloha. Goodbye.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Don't put your mask on.